His shirt smelled of lavender. I held the French blue linen to my face and inhaled, closing my eyes against an onslaught of unwanted emotions. Fury, guilt, acceptance. Warm cherry and clove from Josh's pipe wove around and through the fenugreek and cumin he'd eaten at lunch. But these scents, familiar and comforting, were only the backdrop to the cloying, fetid aroma of her cheap body lotion. How could he not know? I tossed Josh's shirt onto the laundry pile and closed the cabinet door. Maya would handle the laundry, just as she handled his calls and the cleaning staff and the groundskeeper, freeing me to do whatever I felt was important that day. Used to vague answers, Maya rarely asked about my schedule anymore. She simply went about her work, maddeningly efficient, giving me looks that somehow managed to be impassive and judgmental at the same time. My gaze strayed toward the closet, to the paneled door that hid the laundry basket. Maya's attention followed. I saw the unmistakable mauve lip prints on the bottom of a white Hugo Boss dress shirt and felt the flush of shame and anger on my face. Mauve. Lavender. In my mind, she was always shrouded in a haze of purple. I lay down on the bed and stared up at the trade ceiling. I could still smell the lavender. It trailed behind Maya, coating my nostrils and stabbing at my temples with relentless floral jabs. I hated lavender. I hated her. How could he not know?